One disclaimer I want to give you. English is one of the four languages I speak. Okay?
Wow.
Four.
Wow. Yeah, my wife is better than me, okay? She speaks six or seven languages.
Wow.
But, so if you cannot understand me, give some grace. And forgive me, okay? I've tried. We've been living in the United States about 6 years now, little more than 6 years. So sometimes I hear words I cannot understand, and sometimes people hear me, they cannot understand. I'm learning, still learning.
You're good.
Yeah. Like I said last night, you know, someone said, "What's up?" I look. And it took me a while to figure it out. So, before any further view, actually, this is my wife. We have two kids, two daughters. One is 21, another one is 20, going to be 20, and another one is going to be 21. But we have been living here about 6 years in the United States. I came from Bangladesh, and my wife is from India. So if I had to go and see her, I had to take a visa. And it was not very easy, okay? But that's the miracle of being in the kingdom. The church in Bangladesh is very small. We have four churches in Pakistan. We have a bunch of churches in India. We have church in Nepal, Burma, Cambodia, Vietnam, all these places, right? And that is a global family.
Yeah.
To me, church is a miracle.
Amen.
You go to someone's house, in Juma's house, we came, we started cooking. That's the family. And it is impossible in the world. You can do it. And it is only possible because of Jesus. I went to Bangkok one time, and Bangkok church has more sisters than brothers, okay? So they said, "We're going to meet you, bro. Where?" "Oh, you come to a market, there's a big supermarket, and stay there." And I was standing, I don't know how they figured it out. I am the disciple. They came, "Bro, are you from Dhaka?" And I stayed in someone's house. They're like, "Wow, this is amazing." I went to Singapore one time, and the brother and sister says, "Our church is the biggest church in Singapore. Among all other church, it's the biggest church. It's huge, lots of people." So, church is a miracle for me, So we're gonna talk about how can I be light in here, okay?
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to Matthew 5. Okay, we're gonna just listen to a few, look at a few scripture, okay? Matthew 5. Right after the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus is talking about these two things. But we will go to the light part, and then we'll go to the salt part, okay? Because the light part is better. The salt part is gonna be having a little bit of challenge, okay? So we'll go like that.
Okay.
Let's go to Matthew 5, and we are going to read. If someone can read from verse 14, my sister Julia is going to read, okay? 14 to 16.
Okay.
Okay?
"You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine for others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I saw this scripture on the wall last night. I said, what a coincidence. I'm thinking to talk about this, It says, you are the light of the world. Sometimes, you know, I came from a medical background, okay? Sometimes we treat the symptom, but not treat the deeper root of the disease, you know? But Jesus is talking about being a light, which is the base of our lifestyle.
Right.
Okay? I would challenge someone, bro, did you invite someone? How did you? Why don't you start the Bible with someone? Why don't you do that? These are all symptoms. Remember, the root cause is not being a light. Right?
Amen.
If I try to treat the symptoms, oh, I do this way, not prepared to do this way, this way, this way, you should do this way. It's not going to function.
That's right. That's right.
That's the symptom. There is no one way of evangelism, right?
Yeah.
But the root cause is the light. You are not being a light. Now, someone is evangelistic. Someone is trying to reach out to someone. Someone is trying to share the scripture, you know, someone. Not all the time it's going to work, but they're being the light.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They're figuring out a way, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus is saying, be the light. And I'll give you a true story. This is a true story in our kingdom. You will be surprised. A church that was planted without the mission team. In India. Last time when the Orlando conference was there, we went to pick up Emmanuel and Toli. Emmanuel and Toli, they are the church leader in New Delhi. They lead the church. So Emmanuel invited me to come to church. He came to Bangladesh for 10 days. And I went and I talked to him, you know, because I was trying to practice English. I started working for U.S. Embassy. And, you know, India, Bangladesh, we have so many languages, you know. So, Emmanuel invited me, and I got baptized. And I grew up in a Hindu environment. And I started following Jesus. Now, they became our good friend, you know. After a long time, when the Orlando conference took place, we drove to Florida to pick them up. On the way, they are giving us this true story that amazes me. There was a brother in a church in India who had to look for a job. And for some kind of family situation or job situation made him move out from the church and move up to a village, to the village where he is from. He left the church, went to the village, never forgot to evangelize.
Right.
One guy, he met a girl, started the Bible with her, his brother, baptized her, got married to her.
That's right.
Yeah, then now they're couples, right? They started looking for a church to go. They go to this church. You know our people, you know? Go to this church and work on it. They say, why don't you start a church? Started you know, evangelizing, no? All of a sudden the church is about 17, 18 people.
Wow.
One day, through the Facebook, they got connected with an old friend of old church, you know? Just recently, you know, after during COVID time, and maybe, you know, they were trying to promote the, you know, online services and things like that, and they came to this brother, they came to know that, oh, I know this guy. Oh, he's a disciple, you know. And they figure out that the church, close by church, you know, is sending a mission team to that area.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he connected with the church. Bro, please bring the send the mission team to my place. I have a bunch of people here. They went there, they found the church. Emmanuel Tolly, you know, Emmanuel's wife, was saying, we we studied the Bible with them, with the disciples. Mm-hmm. They are perfect. They understand the scripture. Mm-hmm. They know the doctrine, but what we believe. Mm-hmm. And we found a brand new church that we never planted. How is it possible?
Mm-hmm. Come on,
just
now.
by being the light, right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you don't have the light, or you don't be a light, you cannot spread that light to anyone else, right?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
In Eastern one, we say you can't give something that you don't have.
Mm. Yeah. Right. 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 Right.
Can you give me something that you don't have?
No.
First question we have to ask ourselves: do I have Jesus? Do I have light to give it to him? Not the ways, right. Not the different ways, Or do this, this is mission, this is how you should do. No. I have done Bible study with people. I didn't go through the traditional way of doing it, He knows more than me, I had to understand him and show him in scripture that would strike him, okay? Last week, I had a Muslim guy visited the church. So I went to Sam's Club, mostly to get the cheaper gas. Gas, So I went there, I went inside. My wife said, we need some money. Now, I worked in the food industry for a long time. I was working for a produce corporation. And I never had to buy onion because I got it free. Potatoes, I got it free. Now, I changed my job 2 weeks back. Now I have to buy them. I didn't know the price also, Mm-hmm. So I went to buy the onion, and I am coming, and I see this guy selling some kind of service, and he has a Islamic cap. So I went, I started talking, what is your name? Well, my name is Andrew. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a English name, but you were a Muslim. Oh, yeah, I converted in 2023. Oh, really? Oh, I grew up with Muslims, in that part of the world. I'm an Islamic country. And I started talking, started conversation. And I said, what made you attract to convert? And he told me a bunch of things. I told him some scripture, verses, and I asked him some questions. And I tried to find a way to encourage him. I say, you are the most honest Muslim I have ever seen. Because he said, I don't believe in that scripture, although it is Quran scripture. I said, you are the most honest person I have ever seen. He came to church.
Wow.
Last Sunday, right? Yeah. Some of you know, right? And I gave him a book to read. When we were coming, day before you started, he sent me a text message saying that I love the book so far. It's a Christian book, right?
Amen.
Is there a certain way to evangelize?
No.
As long as you are light, can you hide it?
No.
Wow.
If you have light, you will find a way to reach out to people.
That's right.
Yeah. Like the brother who went to the village and started the church.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is calling. You are the man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can be opposite. The opposite is being the salt. He gave an example. Let's read that part, okay? Let's read from verse 13. 13, just read, let's read verse 13, okay? I'm not very good at reading, that's why I asked someone to help me. Volunteer. Okay, go ahead, sister. Thank you.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
Amen. Jesus is again saying another example, right?
Yeah.
He's saying, you know, the salt of the world. Now, in my childhood, my dad had salt field. We used to grow, we used to get salt, you know? How I don't know if you know how the salt is produced. They take the seawater, you know, there is a kennel that comes, and seawater, they would make bed, you know, just like half inch, you know, down from each other, you know? So they would pour water in the first one, and after a few days, heat, right? Evaporates, and then they put it to the next one. In the meantime, they will fill the first one again, you know? Then after a few days, they will just keep you know, passing the water, you know? By the time it goes to the fifth one, it's salt. It's that's how salt is, you know. In our childhood, we had a place in our house, you know, a barn kind of thing, you know, where you used to save a lot of salt. But the only way the salt can lose its saltiness is being diluted. By what? By water. Right? Now, if I have a big container of water and I put some salt and a little bit of salt, you won't feel it. There's no saltiness. Right? And the purpose is not going to be served. Right? You cook something, you put some salt, it increases the taste. Right? Now, if it is a lot of liquid there, is it going to work? How do we lose our saltiness? You know how do we lose our saltiness? By diluting ourselves with the world. The world dilutes us so much that the taste is no more. There is no use. Yeah? Sometimes we are more worldly than the people in the world. Right? All we think about, what can I gain? Although we know that we are walking, every day we are walking towards death or towards eternity. So your goal is whether you are walking towards death or you are walking towards eternity. Which one you are walking through? What is your goal? Are you walking every day? Is a day closer to the death? Or every day is a day closer to eternity? Well, sisters, we are walking to the eternity. But the dilution, remember, you know, it can be diluted, right? By the end of the day, when you leave, you don't even take your body. Right? The day I die, my body is there. Everyone is mourning. Why? Is that body myself?
No.
My soul is missing.
Yeah.
Even you don't even take your body with you. It goes to the dust. Right?
Yeah.
But we need to be careful about taking care of our soul, right?
Yes, sir.
We are walking towards eternity, right? Well, sisters, I just want to encourage you. Today, take some time and think. Why I do what I do? You know, I'm a food safety instructor. I give food safety trainings, right? And sometimes when I talk and give the stories about what I find in the restaurant, restaurant is one level of food safety, but I do global food safety too. And I try to find a way to talk about Jesus, because that's my main source of light, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Main source of light. Remember, sometimes we can be so wealthy in this world.
Yeah.
So wealthy, right?
Yeah.
But so poor in our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, in this term, what we say, some people are so poor.
Yeah, that's right.
So poor that all they have is money.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
You know how rich you are by counting the things that money can
buy.
Yes. Come on, yeah.
Count how many things you have that money can buy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that money will not buy?
Mm-hmm.
This is what money will not buy.
Amen. Yes. So true.
That's right.
Right? Can you buy a church like this?
I'm sorry.
If it gives billions of dollars? This is how we become light of the world.
Yeah.
And I want to show you some pictures, you know, that I am involved with. You know, last time I went to Bangladesh, you know, this is the church in Bangladesh, you know, and I talked about this scripture in Matthew. And by the way, if you want to go home and study, you know, we don't have much time, but if you want to study this scripture, you know, Matthew 25:31-40, this is where Jesus took it so serious. You can't love God without loving people.
Right.
You can't. No, there's no way.
It's not possible.
No, it's not possible. And that's why he combined it together, you know? So that's why one, what was the greatest comment? He didn't say one comment. He said, there is something else related to it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is where I go to Bangladesh, because he says that the last day he is going to separate the goats and the lambs, right?
Yeah.
Right side, all the lambs will be there. And he'll say, when I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. How? Oh, when you did it for someone, one brothers, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's when you did it for me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But look at the timing he's talking about. He's on the last day. That is judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so serious. And at the same time, he is talking about the goats too, right?
Mm-hmm.
In his left side, go. I don't know. Go to the eternal fire, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes people have a lot of wealth, but if you can identify their poverty, you know, poverty of heart,
mm-hmm.
you can help. You can help. All you have to be is being nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Being kind to them,
mm-hmm.
being a friend to them,
mm-hmm.
you know? So this is something that I do. I want to go forward and show you some of it. This is the church in Bangladesh, but I don't want to deprive you. I want to show you Bangla. That's a Bangla song, okay? Bangla look like that, okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next one. This is in the village. You know, people are mostly malnourished, elderly people, because of labor. You know, vitamins, and people eat not to get, you know, nutrition, they to fill their stomach,
mm-hmm.
whatever they find. So this lady comes to, you know, this is our village home, comes to my our house, you know, where my mom lives. Whenever she's hungry, she comes there and asks for some money, asks for some food,
mm-hmm.
and she helps my mom. With some household work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I just wanted to show how malnutrition, you know, nutrition is so common in that part of the world. Yeah. So last time when we went, we took some school bags, you know, someone had a program and they had some leftover. I said, you know?
Amen.
Yeah, if you ask if you're not too shy, you know, sometimes we are slow, how will they do? I don't care. let's let them think whatever. I can't control someone else's thinking, right? I only can do say, hey, this is something I want to do. So this is leftover, and they need a space, okay, to get rid of the give it to me. Sometimes I call it John for Jesus kind of thing. you can use it, actually. These are some kids that came, and they were so excited. Let's go to the next few. These are a bunch of school bags. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next one. Yeah, some they came to the village, okay? Yeah. So we took a, you know, this is how you reach out to people, you know, this, and there is something. I want to pause and give one, just 30 second story about this guy. This is a guy who converted from Buddhism. He was a Buddhist. And in a prayer meeting, we sat down and he was requesting prayer requests. He was giving his prayer requests. And usually, you know, traditionally we say, oh, he is sick, he is this, he is that, you know, all kinds of, those are traditional prayer requests, right? This guy says, he converted from Buddhism. He says, my family is giving me a hard time because I converted. And they don't want to give me any inheritance, any land, any inheritance because I converted. Please pray that my heart will be right. Mm-hmm. And he says, I want to have my heart right towards them.
Wow.
And I just started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
yeah.
You know what is matter?
Well, pretty well.
Your true well. He says, my heart. I want to change my heart. Let's look at some of them. No, so in the prayer meeting, they fed us. You know, this is a dinner they provided to everyone. This is a guy who actually converted long back, but they are very poor. So I went to their village and, you know, they just prayed with them, sat down, you know. So that's the village. Let's go to the next one. This is the elderly guy, and this is her at the middle. That's her, his granddaughter, and this is his daughter-in-law. Where is the son? Well, son is not there. Son died.
Mm-hmm.
So her daughter-in-law is a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
She takes care of her father-in-law.
Wow.
Let's look at some. This is a church. They asked me to preach, so I preached there. Let's go to the next one. And this is a place also I help them, you know, from my food safety consultants. That's my side. It's a very, very poor village. So very poor village means this is a fisherman village. So in Hinduism, there are four castes: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So they have caste system, right? If you look at someone's name, you will see which caste they are from. Caste. I cannot pronounce the word very well. Fisherman is the lower caste. So that means what? A Brahman, if they touch a Brahman, if she is Brahman, I touch her, she has to take a shower before she goes inside. That's how the division is in the religion, inside the religion. So they are very poor. See the water they are using in the pond. So dirty. So we went, you know, there is a pastor, I support him to do the Bible correspondence school. So these kids, they study the Bible by reading, you know, good stories about this. So that's why we went to let's go to the next one. This guy converted from Islam, and he is the one who takes care of the project there. Okay, let's go. So this is a Hindu worship, you know, inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
They have idols inside. Let's go to a few more slides. Let's keep going. This is another school that I support. It's in Bangladesh. It's in the city. You know, very poor kids, they come and someone I know who does a lot of activities, you know, with them and teach them about about Jesus. Yeah, let's, so this is the place where we gather, okay? Let's keep one more time. Yeah. This is the last part of the scripture, you know, the scripture that we talked about in Matthew, you know, 25.
Right.
Jesus is going to, you know, separate the goats and the sheep. Well, sister, I just encourage you. No one can force you to do something, right?
No.
Unless you yourself have it. Let's be the light of the world.
Amen.
Thank you very much.